Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A Quiet Place 2 update. Tim Clark with the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission joining us live. The filming of this movie, Tim, will have a big impact Sunday at the Grand Island Bridges. The northbound South Grand Island Bridge closed for 13 hours from midnight Sunday until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. How does someone go about asking to close a bridge in Western New York?
Well, you know, I think you have to, Susan, take a look at what this movie is actually doing for Western New York and just precisely how much they're spending. And I think the economic benefits of, of allowing them some sort of iconic scenes of Western New York are far outweigh the little inconvenience. It's not really a closure. It's a bit of a detour, very similar to what happens every few years with construction on those bridges and sort of, kind of the makeovers that those bridges endure. The traffic will still flow. It'll just shift to the other bridge. It'll just be a couple of less lanes of available lane miles there to maneuver. But they should be all wrapped by noon on Sunday. I think they said one just to kind of give everybody some chance to get off the bridge and kind of clean up and all that. But in the end, I don't even think it'll take that long. So it'll probably be around noon that it reopens.
Yeah. Can you tell us anything about the nature of filming that's going on the bridge?
I really can't, Brian, because it's very proprietary. This is real sort of secret plot line stuff and that the movie really doesn't even share with us. So, we're just thankful and grateful that they're, that they're here doing their thing and that they chose Western New York and, and Niagara County and Erie County to shoot. And, it's been really smooth sailing so far. So they're very, very happy.
Tim, they've been all over from Olcott to Akron, North Tonawanda, now the Grand Island Bridge. How far along is the filming? Do you know that?
Well, it's about halfway accomplished. They've got another month or so that they'll be shooting. And then, of course, as you guys know, it takes a while to wrap out, they call it. The crews that some of the production people that have moved in here in April, as early as April of this year, they'll be here almost through Christmas. So it's very, very impactful to our economy for sure. These out of town producers and crew are staying in accommodations here for long, long periods of time. But then the local crew that they've hired is phenomenal. It's certainly the biggest thing that I've ever seen as far as crew and extras and, they're spending an awful lot of money right here in our backyard, and that's pretty good.
We know of the filming done in Akron and Olcott, some about to be done in North Tonawanda, too. But this location, I think, raises people's eyebrows because it reminds me a little bit of when the Ninja Turtles were filming on the 33, where, that trailer came out, and everyone in Buffalo was able to say, hey, that's the 33. I mean, the Grand Island Bridge, that seems like that's something that everybody here in Western New York who watches this movie is going to be able to say, hey, that's the Grand Island Bridge.
Well, yeah, you're right, Brian. And it's funny because the Thruway Authority, who are just such great partners of ours, really took a look and studied past traffic patterns and so forth. And they're the ones that kind of came up with the thought that, hey, this could work to do it super early on a Sunday. The original asks, ranged from, a daytime thing during the weekdays to, whatever. And, of course, they all, I think the least amount of impact seems to be this time frame. So, Yeah, and you're right. These sort of iconic sites of Western New York are fun to see on the silver screen. You know, it's a very, very intangible part of this. The tangible part, of course, is that, you know, is that they're paying for all this activity on the thruway. They're paying a fee to the Thruway Authority, and you know, there's no impact to the taxpayers at all financially. So, you know, it's a kind of a win-win, really, for all of us, I believe.
Cool. So my toll bill will be waived then, I'd imagine. That's how it works. Hey, is it up to you to be that, you know, mediator between, you have people from Hollywood saying, hey, yeah, can we just close this bridge, like, on a Tuesday afternoon, and you have to go to the Thruway Authority and say, yeah, they're looking to close the bridge, you know, this day, can we make it happen?
Well, you know, I'm certainly part of the... you know, I certainly have input on it, and we confer very often with DOT, our partners there, and the Thruway Authority, and you know, and state police and sheriffs and so forth. So, you know, there's a big list of people that have to kind of, you know, be okay with this. The funny thing is, though, if you take a look back at the Turtles experience that we all had back here in the 33, it was epic, and it's you know, there are very few cities. And fortunately, we're one of them, where we just, you know, we can get away with this. We can do it. We can, I should say get away with it. It sounds like we're up to something no good. But what it is that, you know, we're able to provide these locations that would really cause complete and total havoc in a city like New York or down in Atlanta or, you know, Chicago or any of these cities. So we have this big city feel. You know, here in Buffalo, Niagara Falls, and the cities around here. However, you know, we're also a community that kind of bands together and gets stuff done. And it's, you know, it's this sort of energy and rhythm in this town that is really, you know, something that I'm awfully proud of. And it's certainly one of the things that we sell to Hollywood when they come knocking at our door.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.